This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
That's Rodney McLeod on Afternoon Drive talking about the hip drop tackling rule, which a lot of, again, you guys, I'm going to have to continue to repeat this all throughout the morning. You can hear more of that interview, by the way, 92.3thefan.com. It was on Afternoon Drive yesterday. It's not about, we'll put flags on them. I just don't have any belief that the refs are going to be able to call this accurately in real time.
Or if they do call it, it's going to be point of emphasis, first 3 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have tons of stories about it. We're going to do tons of segments about it. And by the end of the year, nothing.
So I have to ask him kind of like, can you swallow the whistle? Can you keep the flag in your belt? Like, because someone goes, well, can it be reviewable? And I'm sitting there thinking, we're going to be here forever.
Yeah, you can't
do
that.
We're going to be here
forever. Do you think it's going to be a situation where if a guy gets injured?
It's a better idea, but we're going to be here for a long time. Yes, go ahead.
If a guy gets injured.
You review like it if someone gets injured?
If they see a guy go down, because I'm watching the Mark Andrews injury, and they said they've had 100-some-odd instances of these in the last few years. You have D'Amico Ryan saying, I've never coached it. I've never seen it coached. But it's just something that's happening because there's only so many ways to tackle
and
guys.
And we have to understand, though. We have to understand that it's a collision sport where injuries happen. Like, I had several people, and I'm not just picking on one or two people. Several people sent in the Sam Monson thing throughout yesterday and today about rugby. As if nobody ever gets hurt in rugby. Guys get hurt in rugby. It's collision sports. All right? So you have a collision sport where somebody's going to get hurt. So if Mark Andrews gets hurt, Logan Wilson was the one who made the tackle, right, Mitch? It was Logan Wilson?
Correct.
Thank you. I don't believe that Logan Wilson did it out of malice to try to hurt Mark Andrews. The way that some people say, this is a dirty play. No, it's not. It's trying to get him down by any means necessary. But because we get involved and we get mad and we see an injury from every single angle in slow motion, then we believe that somebody did it on purpose and it was punitive. It's a sport where guys run into each other. Things are going to happen. I don't condone it. It's not a thing of enjoyment. I don't want to see people get hurt, but it happens. And I do believe that if you try to do this, it's going to lead to a bit of chaos. Now, I'm hoping that we're all overreacting and things are going to be fine, because that means the refs have done a good job of trying to figure it out and going, you know what? You guys can look at it on tape after the game. If something happens, you can fine them, unless something is just bat out egregious for it. And you're right. It's probably going to happen earlier in the season, and then we're going to get this thing figured out here. Because you're going to have to overcorrect these things to get people corrected to do it.
Rodney McLeod had a little more on it.
Oh, please.
My biggest concerns is, you know, when we get to these moments, in the highest moments, playoffs, Super Bowl, you know, how are you going to be able to measure that sort of tackle in that moment and be able to make that call? Because we know the margin error is so small. All I can do is respect the game and play the game like I know how.
So you have frustration. Rodney McLeod's been around for 13 years, or he's going into his 13th season now at the Cleveland Browns. He just re-signed. I think they made that official yesterday. with the signing of Cade York, which ended up being a knockdown dragout on the afternoon show. And by the way, March 26, 2024 at 6:31 a.m., I'm admitting publicly I've agreed with Nick Wilson on something for the first time in our careers, and that's coming up later in the show. But you hear a guy like that, Rodney McLeod, well, he's learned one way to do it. I don't even think that he's learned it. I think it's just out of necessity. I don't think that they're sitting there teaching it. In fact, I know they're not teaching it. But I think this is something that has naturally happened because body sizes are smaller. I think it's become more difficult for them to make tackles. And I think that this is what they resort to. Now, if they can correct this in some way, hey, I'm for it. That's fine. But again, my issue is with the referees. Are we going to be able to call this correctly? And then I do bring up the whole Nick Chubb thing where I'm going, well, if we're going to start doing this, there's other rules that we have to instill too, don't we?
Sure.
Like chop blocks are still there. And I mean, Bob at Lyndhurst. Bob, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. So, Ken, I think you're being a little too dismissive of how this could eventually lead to literally putting flags on the guys. Because as with anything of significance that's ever happened over the course of time, it all happens on a slippery slope. So, like, right now, the main point of emphasis is this hip drop tackle. Well, something somewhere in the NFL stats and analytics is showing a second most dangerous tackle. So once we work out the hip drop tackle the way we worked out horse collar.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hitting quarterbacks high, hitting quarterbacks low. Something else.
The middle.
The current second most dangerous tackle is going to happen to someone of significance like a Marvin Harrison in the future. And then that is going to get eliminated. So I think there's a very clear path to where this could be a slippery slope to becoming literally, let's put flags on the guys, especially because it's already been introduced to the fan base in the Pro Bowl.
I don't believe that at all, Bob. I really don't. Because part of the allure to football that no one wants to admit is that it is a collision sport. I don't think the general public supports bloodlust, but there is part of the excitement of the danger that's in the game that they play a game that we can't.
Well, of course,
and if they remove that entertainment factor to it, I think that that's going to create a problem for the league.
Well, of course we support bloodlust. I mean, you go back to the 90s, we all had the VHSs of the huge, you know, guys taking each other's heads off.
Yeah, but I mean, that we're talking about an era.
Faces of death.
We're talking about an era now 30 years ago, going on 30 years ago.
Football follows.
Yeah, but the other thing is, I mean, you have a captive fan base. The fans aren't going. If they put flags on the guys tomorrow, I don't think you're losing any fans, and all it does is help the NFL with their future medical bills and health insurances.
I think if you imagine flags on them tomorrow.
Hey, we're going to try this season with literal flags, and then the ratings go up because that is the one sport that seems to survive every single thing they do.
I think the ratings would go up at first because people would want to see what the hell this looks like.
Yeah.
Then I think it would have a precipitous drop.
What do you think, Kenny, about the NFLPA when they came out with their statement? Now, this is before they try to explain everything, so we'll see if the NFLPA changes course. But when they say they did not agree with this rule prohibiting the swivel hip drop tackle, while it remains committed to improving the game with health and safety in mind, we cannot support a rule change that causes confusion.
I agree with the PA when they say that.
Do you think that'll be the same statement, you know, after the education? Because now there has to be an education. So these officials are going to come out and they are going to attend every single aspect of every training camp.
Yeah.
So do you think the NFLPA will hold firm on this, or do you think they'll come out and say, all right, now that we've been educated, now we know how to coach the players and coach the defensive players about it?
Maybe at some point, but it's going to take some doing here because you have to. It's not taught in the first place. So I can't say it's something that's trained you're trying to untrain. I just think it's going to be closely monitored, but I don't think people are really trying to tackle this way in camp. I think this is happening. This is going to happen in preseason games, and I think this is going to happen more so even in the regular season. So I'm not sure how many simulations you can get before we actually get the live play where you could start to correct this. By the way, Cavs won last night.
They did win. Not only did they win, They got some toughness added to the roster.
Well, that's something I want to bring up at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Marcus Morris got ejected.
And he got rewarded.
And he got rewarded after the game.
For being ejected. For throwing an elbow last night.
Yeah, it was pretty dirty. It was pretty dirty, but it's what some Cavs fans, especially after the Knicks loss, after what happened down in Miami where they totally got humiliated, he basically said, we're going to put an end to this. And he levied a forearm shiver to the throat of a guy that nobody knows, so nobody cares. So we're not even going to bother with the player. But he ended up getting ejected after they looked at the tape. And then afterwards, he's talking toughness. Do we have time to play Marcus Morris?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here's Marcus Morris after the game on, you know, making sure to let everybody know.
Going forward, man, like I told the team, like each of these games got to be treated like the playoffs. So if I got to, like, lace somebody out every game, and you know, we going to respond like that, then it's so big.
I was surprised he was made available after the game. Normally when guys get ejected.
After I hear that, I only think one thing. Let's freaking go.
Thank you.
We finally got the guy we needed.
Should have been rewarded though. Save it. Save it. Don't answer it yet.
What do you want?
I think it's what the fans want.
Get a blizzard. I don't know what you want as a reward.
Should we reward it? That coming up at 8. Because they gave him the dog chain for it.
They did.
Coming up next. All right, you ready? You got two options for a stadium. You can renovate the old one for $1 billion. You can get a dome out in Brook Park for $2 billion. Which one do you want? Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!